Good evening, Audio Boo. It's 25 past 10 and it's all one word. Hey, so I'm out on a wild camp. I've set up my Polish Lavu teepee already, and I'm in it. So it's a two-man shelter, but I wouldn't advocate two people being living in here. I think there's enough room for one, and their kit and a good-sized admin area. So I'm not far away from home, actually. As the crow flies, I'm not far away at all. Probably about a kilometre, really. But to get up here is about a mile and a half walk. So, my self-inflating mat is not self-inflated, so it needs a bit of help. So here I am, I'm set up. I was going to record a time-lapse sequence with my GoPro, but I didn't change the battery, did I? What a clown. So GoPro battery's dead, and I didn't bring a spare or a cable. I didn't bring a mini USB cable, I brought a micro USB cable. So that wasn't very clever. But never mind. The aim is to get out in it, really. I've been wanting to get out in it for ages. So I'm on the side of a hill. I found a flat spot. It's a bit lumpy, but I think I'm going to be all right where I'm lying. I thought I had a ground sheet in my rucksack, but I didn't. But not to worry. I've got this silver reflective, heat-reflecting mat, which is about probably 5 foot long anyway. And I've got my inflatable roll mat as well. So it's fine. Everything's cool. I'm just looking at bugs. What bugs have we got in here? Now that is the larvae of something, so you can go. This is what you've got to contend with in the great outdoors, of course. What I've also got set up in here is my new lamp by Uco, U-C-O. It's a candle lantern, and it produces a bit of heat and some light. Now, the teepee has got a pole in the middle, so you kind of have to work out where you're going to sleep, either up and down or side to side. I'm 6 foot, and there's plenty of room in here, really, for me to sleep comfortably. But obviously, I'm up fairly close to the pole. So I've got this this lantern rigged to a piece of bungee cord that's in a kind of Prusik loop, and so that the Prusik loop doesn't slip back on itself. I've got the hook of the chain connected to a little handle on the lantern put through it. So basically the lantern is up against the pole, and it's up quite high at the minute, but you know, I can just slide the Prusik loop down and have that light a bit lower. But I've got it up high at the minute because I'm obviously working around here, sorting my kit out. Well, I've kind of sorted it out. So I've got my door facing, where are we? Kind of northwest. Let's have a look. I think I'm northwest. Now this compass is going to have to be calibrated now. Yes, of course it is. I think I'm facing northwest. Let's just do a quick check. Okay, so my door is facing, northwest. Northwest. Yeah, shut up, Richard. It's facing northwest. So, because that looks out onto the valley, across onto Salisbury Plain. So I've got quite a good vista. I've got a few bushes, little hawthorn bushes around me, but, you know, they're not really spoiling the view too much. But it's really quite peaceful. A lot of rabbits around here. And the slugs and snails have come out, I noticed as I came away. So I set off, coincidentally, just as they announced the winner of Britain's Got Talent, although I'm not really interested in that in the grand scheme of things. I just use that as a kind of time stamp. And it was only about not even 20 minutes walking up here, really. And then a bit of a, 10 minutes just looking for a suitable place, a suitable flat place. And ultimately, I just wanted to get out in the Lavu again. So here I am. I've got three beers to review, actually, which I'm going to drink tonight. Let's slide across here. Oh, I need to set up my pillow as well. The one that I won today on the Tombola, or rather Jessica won for me. And that's a one by Badgers Brewery, and it's called England's Own. And I bought a bottle of Wainwright by Thwaites Brewery from Home Bargains today. And also in Home Bargains, I saw this Melville's Craft Lager, strawberry flavour. It's a small bottle. How big is this bottle? It's only very small. How big is it? Is that 275 millilitres? Yeah, 275 millilitres, this little orange, strawberry-flavoured lager. All I can hear at the minute is the sound of the A303 behind me, which is quite comforting. I quite like the sound of the motorway. You can hear this, punch the pole. You can hear this, this is this heat-reflective mat, which is really nice. I wish I did have the ground sheet, which I bought in the pound shop for a pound, actually. Funnily enough, I wish I did that have with me, because it just, you know, keeps the wet at bay. This little candle lantern will give a little bit of heat off, and it'll. I'm just thinking, with the amount of heat that it does actually give off, it might give a bit of, might create a bit of condensation. I don't know. We'll have to see. So the temperature is actually quite nice. I'm wary that obviously I walked up here quite fast with that weight on my back, because the Lavu is like 3.4 kilograms. It's quite heavy for what it is. It's a big canvas old beast. And I had those bottles of beer as well, and I've got just over a litre of water to drink and to make brews with. So I'm quite content. I've brought my little Kingston mobile light wireless thing with some films on, so I may watch that. But other than that, it's just to take in the outdoors, really. It's nice to be out again. I should have come out last night, really. We've got some things to do tomorrow. We're going to go on the track and do some running, both for Sarah and me, but also to get some training in for Tamara, who's going to take part in a one of these kiddies mini marathons. God, excuse me. I hope you lot have had a good day. I've really enjoyed today, actually. It's been nice just to have a relaxed kind of day, really, and a bit of retail therapy, buying a new pair of boots, which I've already talked about today, and just to relax with a couple of beers tonight and in the fresh air. The canvas tent doesn't smell that much, you know, like a can, you know, that canvassy tent smell. Oh God, that, what a stupid description. You know what I mean? It doesn't smell that bad. It doesn't really smell at all, but I have got some bugs in here, so I need to. Oh, he's jumped down already. I've got some. I've got some little smoke pellet things, so I think I'll get one of those on the go just to keep them at bay, you know. Good. Okay. Thanks for listening. Take care. Good night.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.